Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Preparing Wichita streets for possible bad weather. We've got the story.
Sedgwick County officials will study a dangerous intersection west of Wichita. I'm Gordon Basham.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. The storm system tracking into Southern California this morning looks like it's going to be much further south this weekend, and that will greatly reduce our chance of snow. Our complete forecast is on the way.
A final farewell for President George H.W. Bush deep in the heart of Texas.
A U.S. military detail giving a final send-off. Honoring George Herbert Walker Bush during a burial service in College Station, Texas, and the Bush Presidential Library. A funeral train carrying the flag-draped casket of the 41st president to his final resting place. Departing from suburban Houston after a funeral service at St. Martin's Episcopal Church, longtime friend and former Secretary of State James Baker giving a eulogy.
Because our glory, George, was to have had you as our president and as such a friend.
George H.W. Bush laid to rest next to former First Lady Barbara Bush and daughter Robin, who died of leukemia when she was just 3 years old. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Crews have been on the job since Sunday, pre-treating Wichita's 1,500 miles of streets for winter weather this weekend. They've been laying down a coating of salt brine. Joe Pager, Deputy Director of Wichita Public Works, says it takes about 5 days to treat the city's emergency snow routes. The city has about 16,000 tons of salt and sand mix ready for the next storm.
After a fiery crash at 183rd Street West and MacArthur resulted in two deaths, Sedgwick County officials are taking a closer look at the safety of that intersection. 183rd has north and south stop signs and signs indicating there are stops ahead. KSN News spoke with Sedgwick County traffic engineer Mark Borst, who says the study of the intersection will begin shortly.
I'll get deeper into the crash history, and we'll see if there are any patterns and what could be correctable by intersection improvements, what isn't correctable.
Borst says flashing lights and a street light are additions that can be considered if the study shows they need them. The study is expected to be completed by next month.
Six small towns in Kansas will be losing their local Shopko stores beginning in early 2019.
This week, Shopko Hometown announced that it will be closing six locations around Kansas. People in those towns are not happy about it. Many people said that the local stores have the only pharmacies in town and that it will be harder for people to get medications, especially the elderly. Also, many people in town are employed by the stores and stand to lose their jobs. Shopko released a statement saying in part that they will assist those interested in transferring to open positions at other locations or will provide severance benefits according to their guidelines. Liquidation will begin December 7th and stores will close in February. For a complete list of Shopko locations closing, please see this story at knssradio.com. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
The latest border apprehension numbers are up, and Homeland Security says more migrants are coming.
For the Border Patrol's fiscal year 2018, which just ended at the end of September, 521,000 people were arrested along the southwest border. That's way up over last year by more than 100,000 people. This fall, the numbers started to steadily increase, though. In November alone, nearly 62,000 people were apprehended at the southwest border. 25,000 were members of family units. Homeland Security says in a statement, these increases are the predictable result of a broken immigration system, flawed judicial rulings, and failures by Congress. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Police gave the all clear after a phoned-in bomb threat forced the evacuation of CNN's office in New York. Police say a man with a southern accent called CNN about 10 p.m. Thursday said five bombs had been placed throughout the facility inside the Time Warner building at Columbus Circle in New York. The building was evacuated. Building security did a preliminary search. Police units then swept the building with the NYPD bomb squad on standby. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock. Coming up in sports.
The Kansas City Chiefs at home on Sunday facing the Baltimore Ravens. We'll hear from Patrick Mahomes coming up shortly.
And there are changes coming to school lunches. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News. I'm Steve Beck. This is Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock.
There are changes coming to school lunches.
Students may see more noodles, tortillas, and biscuits in cafeterias. The Trump administration is scaling back some Obama-era changes to school lunch menus. New rules say only half of grain served to students will have to be whole grain rich, cutting the current rules in half. Schools will also be able to serve flavored low-fat milk and get more time to reduce sodium. The Department of Agriculture says the changes will give flexibility to schools struggling to serve only whole grain-rich foods. Opponents say struggling schools would have eventually found a way to comply with the federal standards. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Wichita's Old Cowtown Museum offers visitors a unique chance to experience the history of the American West. Jackie Gerzen is executive director of Cowtown. She tells KNSS News, Cowtown entertains about 70,000 visitors a year.
We get visitors from all over the world. We have visitors that come in from Germany, Australia, a lot of people from Japan, China. So we get them all around the world, all around the country. We had a visitor at one of our events that came from Alaska specifically just to come to an event at Cowtown.
Jackie Gerzen is our guest this weekend on Issues 2018, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. 7:09 now with Steve and Ted, and been treating the streets out there. Let's find out what's going on in traffic now with Jad Chambers.
Streets are treated out there, yeah. but right now the traffic conditions are looking pretty good. We do have some heavy traffic volumes looking right now at K-96, and looks like K-96 westbound right around Woodlawn, pretty heavy as far as traffic is concerned at the moment. Traffic update from KNSS Radio, I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas State meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How you doing?
I noticed last night Shelly and I were driving around that the streets were being treated, but I think we're going to need it. We got some weather coming in this weekend.
Yeah, you know what? It's going to be close. You know, we've been talking about this storm system, you know, since the start of this week, and it still looks like it's going to scrape Kansas. So, therefore, I think areas close to the Kansas-Oklahoma line may be seeing a trace to an inch, but that's really going to be best-case scenario. That's if everything plays out exactly how we're expecting. Not really expecting much more than that, but even around Wichita, the metro, maybe seeing a trace to about half an inch. Maybe an inch max in a few spots locally, but that's going to be between late tonight and all the way through Saturday. So really not expecting all that much. But you mentioned that you saw some trucks out kind of treating areas out there. That's still not a bad idea because yesterday we did have a few flurries around, especially east of Wichita, but there was some heavier snow showers out into the Kansas City area, and they actually picked up a quick inch or so, and the roads were pretty bad briefly where they didn't have anything treated because, you know, it was just a little bit of light snow that they were expecting, but it did accumulate on the roads. They were road temperatures were below freezing. It was cold. So, you know, even if we're expecting a little bit, always good to maybe just be safe than sorry in those situations.
All right. What do we got coming up then?
Yeah, storm that we're expecting this weekend, it's going to be just down to our south, so expect the clouds to continue to kind of filter in, partly to mostly cloudy skies. Only a 10% chance of a rain or snow shower today. High of 38, northeast wind at 5 to 15. Winds a lot lighter today, but still making it feel a little bit colder out there. Mostly cloudy skies tonight. Only a 10% chance of a snow shower, maybe a quick flurry, and then that chance continuing tomorrow. But chances at this point, still, again, looking pretty slim. But if you plan on traveling south, you definitely want to keep an eye on road conditions out there. I know Wichita State basketball playing OU, so if we do have any people traveling down to see that, you do want to make sure that you're keeping a close eye on that forecast. Mostly cloudy skies tomorrow, turning breezy again with a northeast wind at 8 to 18, and then a 20% chance for a few snow showers, but then dwindling from there. What we got going on right now, 22 degrees, just a cold start to our Friday. Expect more clouds than sunshine today as we're dealing with a mostly cloudy sky, and I think that's how things will kind of stay going through the day. Light northeast wind at 6 miles per hour, but still enough to make it feel like 14 degrees. Visibility is at 9 miles. Don't be surprised if you maybe see a few flakes fly today, but if you do, they won't amount to much.
All right. Thank you, Ronnell, the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. 7:12 now, 12 minutes past 7 o'clock, and a journey that started, I think it started in Maine so many, many years ago, and took this man clear across the world and into so many experiences. As that journey's finally come to an end in College Station, Texas. With us this morning, Fox News Radio's Jeff Manosso. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, Steve. Good morning.
Of course, we're talking about President George H.W. Bush, and he's now going to be buried there, right there at the Bush Library in College Station.
Yeah, his journey came to an end here yesterday. It was emotional, and I'm sure at some point probably invigorating for the family. I mean, it was a long, emotional, probably really hard week as well. But that train ride from Houston here to College Station yesterday, unbelievable. I don't know if there's a link. There might be. I'm sure if you check Twitter or somewhere, there's probably the pieces you can go back. But that train had cameras on it, so you could actually see in real time as it crisscrossed through the countryside, this 90-mile stretch, and through these little tiny towns on its way to College Station. We were in Navasota, about 20 miles or so south of here, southeast of here, and I think the entire town of Navasota was there. There were thousands of people there, you know, old folks, younger folks, babies in strollers, people hanging out of windows, and people waving flags and standing on rooftops just to catch a glimpse of this and see the presidential casket and Bush 4141, that locomotive. It was very emotional, and it was historic, and people wanted to be a part of history. It was like the 4th of July. I got to be honest with you. That's kind of how it felt as this train came blowing into town. The horns blowing, it slowed down. We saw Laura Bush waving at us and other Bush family members, holding their hands up against the window and kind of that heart, putting both hands together and curling their knuckles and putting the thumbs down in that heart shape. As our presence in the pouring rain, at least where we were, meant a lot to them.
So they did had a car. How many cars did they have in the train? Just a couple then?
No, it was several.
Okay.
It was the locomotive. It was the funeral car and maybe, 8-10 other passenger cars.
Wow.
A couple of them with those top overlooking domes where some Bush family members and friends were sitting and also waving back at us as well.
But the car that the casket was in obviously was had some sort of a clear surface that you could see through a glass or something like that, and you could see the casket.
So it was a box car that was wrapped in American, basically it was American flag design, and the sides were open. It was plexiglass, and there were lights from the top shining down on that casket where a service member stood watching over that casket. You could see it clearly as it drove by, and we were able to get out of there and here to College Station in enough time. Again, to see people standing on parking structures, pulling over, staying alongside the road, and it's much like in these small little towns, waiting to see the 21 fighter jet fly over in the missing man formation. So we saw that. We heard the 21 cannon salute and the sounds of taps off in the distance before the late former president, our 41st president, was finally laid to rest.
You know, I'm familiar with College Station. I have relatives who live there, and I've been there many, many times. And if it wasn't for the university there, it wouldn't be really much of a town. College Station and Bryan there together. But the college is huge in that community, and now the Bush Library, it's a toddling place. It really is.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the stories that I'm working on over the weekend is that, you know, we've heard all week on how the president, you know, gave to others. He gave people the shirt or the coat off his back. Well, he continues to give even after death. The Bush Library Foundation through Texas A&M has contributed just this week a $72,000 check to five area nonprofits, and it's a gift honoring the late president's qualities that people here say, you know, unite us as Americans, that we should love each other no matter what. And so the president continues to give even after death.
You know, and sometimes I always like to say, it's a hard, I have a quotation I use, and I can't remember who it is, but it's difficult to teach kids about respect and a good example when they don't see it very often. But this guy, he was somebody that we could all emulate and look up to.
Yeah. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. In this send-off, too. I mean, wow, what a we should all be so lucky to be able to have a send-off like that. But this man, you know, I can only imagine the family members on that train going northwest to College Station, just thinking to themselves, "Wow, look what Grandpa, look what Dad created. He did this.
Right.
He did this." And so it's pretty amazing.
Hey, thanks for being with us, Jeff. Have a good weekend. That's Fox News Radio's Jeff Bonasso in College Station, Texas, where President Bush now is going to be laid to rest, of course, next to his wife and his little daughter who died when she was 3 years old. Quite a story. A great American story. 7:18 now, Steve and Ted coming up on 7:19. And this morning, Gordon Basham is occupying the sports desk.
Yeah.
He's been furiously putting together information about, we got a lot going on this
and
weekend.
Yeah, we're leading off with the fact that the boys are back.
The boys.
The Kansas City Chiefs at home Sunday facing the Baltimore Ravens. And quarterback Patrick Mahomes says there's definitely a playoff game atmosphere there.
It does present a different challenge that you don't see every single week, but at the same time, you're ready for challenges like that. I mean, this is a top-rated defense in the league, and they're going to come with the physicality, and they're going to come, I mean, they're going to get in the playoffs. And so it's going to have that playoff atmosphere, and I'm excited to kind of be an Arrowhead and get a play against a good defense like this.
And the Chiefs and Ravens right here on KNSS. Pregame starts at 11 o'clock on Sunday, and the kickoff is at noon. And speaking of NFL, a pretty one-sided affair last night on Thursday Night Football. The Tennessee Titans hosting the Jacksonville Jaguars. Titans running back Derrick Henry tied the NFL record with a 99-yard touchdown run, matching Tony Dorsett's run for the Dallas Cowboys against Minnesota. That was back in 1983. Last night, he set a franchise record with 238 yards on just 17 carries, and the Titans rolled to an easy 30-9 victory. Well, Wichita State University is on the road this weekend. They're playing the OU Sooners down in Oklahoma City. That game can be heard here at 10 o'clock on at 10 a.m., tip-off at 11 a.m. on 103.7 KEYN. That's the Shockers versus the Sooners. The Shocker ladies will be at home on Saturday afternoon facing Missouri Valley Conference rivals Creighton. The WSU women looking to get back into the win column after back-to-back losses to Oklahoma State and Tennessee Tech. NCAA football over on KFH 1240 AM, 97.5 FM tomorrow. You can tune in for the Army-Navy game at Philadelphia on air at 1 o'clock, and the kickoff is at 2 o'clock. Men's basketball, number 2-ranked KU in Kansas City, facing the Aggies of New Mexico State at the Sprint Center this weekend. You can listen on Wichita's home for the Jayhawk basketball, KFH, on air at 6 p.m., and the tip-off is at 7 o'clock. The Butler Grizzlies on the road Saturday in Hutchinson. Butler's looking to rebound after an overtime loss to Colby and a nail-biting second loss at Dodge City on Wednesday. The Grizzlies and the Blue Dragons on air at 7:15 p.m., tip-off at 7:30. On 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And tonight, the Wichita Thunder start a three-game weekend homestand versus the Rapid City Rush at Intrust Bank Arena. The Thunder are returning after back-to-back road wins against Allen and Tulsa. The Thunder versus Rapid City tonight and tomorrow night. The puck drops at 7:05, and the Sunday game starts at 4:05 in the afternoon. And that, my man, is a look at sports.
1 hour from now.
Yeah.
Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, will be with us for a preview of the ball game coming up Sunday. And that's something we do every Friday morning here. So look forward to that. An hour from now, Mitch Holtis and then the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs with Steve and Ted. It's time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. You can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office, just like Steve and Ted, by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break.
A man and woman have admitted to driving from Arizona to Wyoming with two kids stashed in the trunk of their car. You'll never believe what was in the back seat. That story just ahead with Steve and Ted. Now, three big.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.